Hej. Jag ska ge en liten inledning kort. Som en del av metoo-rörelsen så gjorde vi ett upprop i december som samlade bild- och formkonstnärer, intendenter, professorer, konststudenter och andra som arbetar inom den fria konstens institutioner. Det var ett separatistiskt rum för kvinnor, trans- och icke-binära personer. Och vi var över 2000 personer i det här forumet som delade våra upplevelser och erfarenheter. Som aktiva inom samhällstidskonsten så krävde vi ett stopp på sexuella övergrepp och trakasserier.
Och nu tänkte jag läsa de krav som vi kom fram till i den här gruppen. Vi kräver vår konstnärliga frihet. Vi kräver att ingen våldför sig på våra kroppar. Vi kräver ett stopp för sexistiska, rasistiska, homofoba, transfoba och funkofoba förtryck. Vi kräver att alla konstens institutioner förändrar sina strukturer för att aktivt motverka sexuellt förtryck och övergrepp. Vi kräver att manliga lärare slutar bete sig som om kvinnliga studenter är en sexuell arbetsförmån. Vi kräver av våra kollegor att de reagerar när de ser vad som sker och tror oss när vi vittnar. Vi ser er alla och vi ställer er till svars. Vi är 1625 personer som skrivit under. Ingenting kommer längre att vara detsamma.
Och nu tänkte vi dela en reflektion som vi har skrivit efter den här processen.
We constructed a space, a virtual space. We created walls as impenetrable as possible, keeping sticky fingers out, with a collective promise.
We will not share outside these walls.
You can be anonymous. We will still see you. When you're confused, we will help you sort shit out. When you're full of excuses, we will confirm your right to your story. When you have too many words, conflicted words, constricted words, we ask you to tell them all.
We can take it.
When you struggle to find the words, we will listen to your silence. You can feel naked.
We will wrap you in care.
You can feel numb.
We will feel for you.
You can feel exposed.
We will stand with you.
We're not scared of your fury, your rage. We will burn with you, scream with you. You're crazy. We will look you in the eye and you will know that you are not.
You are not alone.
To write down our stories starts a process in us. To read these stories starts a process in us. What we have written is out there. What we have read cannot be unread. In lack of a juridical system that recognizes us, I am your witness and you are mine.
We are the ones accepting the testimony.
Through this, we have felt pain and suffering, pride and joy, strength in numbers. We have validated each other. No one can question us now. We know what we know, and we know who you are.
This is a threat and a promise.
We'll make sure that the ones who need to know will know, and we are putting the blame where it belongs. This is a liberating practice.
We are gaining our artistic freedom.
We bring these testimonies with us into every professional situation. We recognize them in our students, our teachers, our colleagues, our interns. We hear the whispers as a roar. We listen without a flinch, steady. We have practiced now. We will not be surprised or taken aback. We will accept your story as a gift, a building block for the new structure. And in the voice of many, we will say,
we know what is going on, and this will not pass.
We will put our bodies between you and the perpetrator. We will try to keep you safe, though there are no safe spaces. We cannot rest. We will have to take turns. Thankfully, we are many.
To the institutions. We know that you know. There are no excuses. Never again can you hide behind, we had no idea. Does the no turn into a yes between your ears and the brain? Well, here it all is. You are welcome. You cannot interpret our no as an act of defiance any longer. You have to know that our no comes from a genuine lack of interest. We do not need you anymore. We like to say we have no demands. Change is inevitable. It is already happening. But that would let too many off the hook. You will respond, of course, with policies,
statements,
denouncements,
words on words,
policies,
rules,
statements,
panels,
words on words,
statements,
words,
policies,
denouncements,
words again,
statements,
in the folders and the drawers that build the institution. Some will get fired, and you will feel better, you will feel good, as if you did something.
But this is no time to feel good. We need you to feel bad. We need you to admit to failure, be the failure, to blush with shame for all that was never done, for looking the other way, distrusting the whispers, for not believing our stories, for diminishing the facts.
We demand that you listen.
It's the only way to change your state of mind. That you listen again and again until what you hear reaches across this distance, breaks the barrier, cracks the surface, and seeps in, is absorbed. Knowledge connected with sensing a feeling of full body response.
We need you to feel sick.
We need you to be moved. We need you to listen to these testimonies over and over on repeat. To fall asleep with your headphones on, to read them out loud, until you know them by heart in the exact words of the witness. We need you to lose bearing, to be unsettled and nauseous, to exercise your empathy. We need you to be shocked into silence, to lose your alphabet and struggle to find a new language.
We need you to let things fall apart.
These structures need rebuilding from the ground up.
We are in mourning. We mourn our unviolated bodies, our undisturbed creativity, our sanity, ourselves. Together we will cry, we will not hold back. Our cries will fill the space between us and our tears will become an ocean. We're not scared of the depth of water. The water is on our side. The salt lifts us, sustains us. It is a sea for us to float, to rest. Our hair flowing out in glorious halos, our muscles slowly relaxing, our breathing following the waves. We will breathe together. We will share the pain. We will baptize our wounded bodies in the sea.
Next time, someone breaks the surface, I will have an oceanic wave in my back. I will summon every teardrop. I will raise a tsunami that will crush all structures, turn to rubble, total cleanse.
This is the time.
This is the moment.
This is the movement.